Good morning and welcome to Focus on Health, the weekly radio program where we talk about all the great things happening at Van Deest Medical Center. I am your host, Lori Foster, and today we are going to be talking all about measles with infection preventionist Carla Johnson. Before we do, I have a few announcements I'd like to share. In observation of Independence Day this Friday, all Van Deest Family Health Clinics in Webster City, Jewell, Stratford, and Fort Dodge will be closed. Additionally, the Webster City Clinic will be closed Saturday, July 5th, and the Jewell Clinic will be closed July 3rd through the 7th. I want to remind listeners, for any emergent needs throughout the holiday weekend, please call 911. Also, we have our Better Choices, Better Health program, which will begin next week, starting July 10th and running through August 14th. This program is a free, interactive, six-week workshop that will have weekly sessions that are held for 2.5 hours each. This is a chronic disease self-management program, and it is led by 2 certified program instructors. Now, the program is designed to help people gain confidence, learn skills to better manage their chronic disease, stay active, take charge of their life. People will learn techniques to deal with their disease management, learn some healthy eating and exercise tips, evaluate treatment options, and then how to create those action plans. So again, this program will meet each Thursday from July 10th through August 14th from 9:30 in the morning until 12 o'clock noon. I do want to mention a nice little perk with this program is that participants may receive up to 3 boxes of fresh produce, which is provided by funding from the Prairie Meadows Betterment Grant. There is a limited number of spots available in the program. If you're interested in getting registered, you can contact Amy McCullough at 515-832-7730. And this is the first time that this program will be offered, but it's not the only time. We will continue to offer it throughout the year. So if summertime doesn't work for you, but you are interested, watch for future dates that will be coming out in the fall. Also want to mention the next Webster City Community Blood Drive will be held next Thursday, July 10th, from 12:30 to 5:30 in the clinic boardroom. Your donation of blood saves lives. Schedule your appointment to donate blood by going online to lifeservebloodcenter.org. Just a couple more things I do want to share. We are very excited that our family health clinic in Fort Dodge opened in their new location this week. As of Monday, June 30th, they are open and seeing patients. The new location address is 2419 2nd Avenue North, and it is a beautiful space and clinic, allows for more room for services. We have Dr. Burkett, Dr. Wen, and nurse practitioner Tricia Woodland seeing patients in our Fort Dodge clinic. If you would like to schedule an appointment, you can call the Fort Dodge Clinic at 515-955-9200. And lastly, I want to mention our team has put together the summer issue of our Living Healthier community newsletter. It should be hitting your household this week. Make sure you take time to read through it. Some great information, articles in there. A welcome to our newest physician, Dr. Matt Allred, who will join us in September of this year. It's a fantastic newsletter, and I want to make sure you take the time to review it. And with that, we're going to start into our program. As I mentioned, we're going to be talking about measles. As of June 24th of this year, a total of 1,227 confirmed measles cases were reported in 37 states, including Iowa. Here to talk about what we need to know about measles is infection preventionist and employee health nurse at Van Deese Medical Center, Carla Johnson. Good morning, Carla.
Well, good morning, Lori. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us for this topic. It is timely. We're seeing, thankfully, just a few cases in the state of Iowa, but we need to be talking about measles, vaccination, and all the important things that our listeners need to be aware of. Carla, let's start with maybe just talking about measles, what it is, the signs and symptoms. I'll let you go ahead.
All righty. Well, yes, we want to get as much information out there as we possibly can. Measles, some people just think that measles are just a little rash and a fever that'll just clear up in a few days. But measles can cause some serious health complications, especially we're looking at children younger than 5 years of age. Measles is very, very contagious. If one person has it, up to 9 to 10 people nearby will become infected if they're not protected with the vaccine. And the best protection against measles is a measles, mumps, and rubella. We call it an MMR vaccine because that will provide long-lasting protection against all strains of measles. And some of the signs and symptoms that you'll see, these kiddos will look really, well, and some adults, if they're not vaccinated, they can look really, really sick. The measles will occur about 7 to 14 days after they've been in contact with someone with measles. Common symptoms will be a high fever. Sometimes it can be up to 104 degrees. I've even heard up to 105 degrees. That's very, very scary if it gets up that high. They'll have a cough, a runny nose, red, watery eyes, and a rash. One of the key symptoms is a blotchy rash that starts on the face and back of the neck and then starts working its way down the body. Another key is some spots in the back or in the mouth, and it's kind of blue spots. Those are called Koplik spots. So all of these symptoms are kind of key with the measles. But measles can cause other serious health complications then, especially in the children younger than 5 years of age. Common complications are ear infections and diarrhea. Other serious complications include pneumonia and encephalitis. Anyone who is not protected against measles is at risk. So if you don't have an MMR vaccine, you are at risk. Measles was declared eliminated from the United States in the year 2000. However, measles is still common in many parts of the world. Every year, measles is brought into the United States by unvaccinated travelers who get measles while they are in other countries. And then these travelers are mostly Americans and sometimes international visitors. Some people are higher risk of experiencing severe complications from measles. Unfortunately, measles is very contagious and it spreads through the air when an infected person coughs or sneezes. And the key thing about this is you can get measles just by being in a room where a person with measles has been. This can happen even up to 2 hours after that person has left. So if I have measles and I've been in a room for a little while and then I leave that room, anybody that goes into that room for the next 2 hours can get the measles. So this is pretty serious stuff, folks. The one way that you can protect yourself from this is with the vaccine. Get the mumps, measles, and rubella. Get that vaccine. It's safe and it's effective. 2 doses of the MMR vaccine will protect you 97% effectiveness at preventing measles. 1 dose is about 93% effective. Prevent measles and talk to your healthcare provider about the MMR vaccine, especially if you're planning to travel.
Thank you, Carla. As you had shared, the best prevention and protection against measles is vaccination. We know that the MMR vaccination, if someone has received that, it is good for a lifetime. However, there are some people who possibly shouldn't get vaccinated. Let's talk about those individuals.
Some people should not get the MMR vaccine, or at least they should wait a little while. People should always check with their healthcare provider about whether they should get the vaccine if they have had an allergic reaction after a previous dose of MMR or has had any severe life-threatening allergies. Another reason they shouldn't get vaccinated is if they are or may be pregnant. You will want to wait to get the MMR vaccine until after you are no longer pregnant, and avoid getting pregnant for at least 1 month after getting the MMR vaccine. You shouldn't get vaccinated if you have a weakened immune system due to disease or medical treatments, or have a family member with a history of immune system problems, or if you have ever had a condition that makes them bruise or bleed easily. If you've had recently a blood transfusion or received other blood products, you might be advised to postpone your vaccination for 3 months or more. If you have tuberculosis, if you've gotten any other vaccines in the past 4 weeks, if you're feeling unwell or severely ill, your doctor can advise you. And additionally, people should wait to get the MMR vaccine and tell their provider if they have a history of seizures or has a parent, brother, or sister with a history of seizures. Or if you are taking or plans to take salicylates such as aspirin. The other thing I just can't stress enough is the vaccine is safe and effective. It's effective at preventing mumps, measles, and rubella. And vaccines, like any medicine, can have side effects, and these are usually mild and go away on their own. Remember, this is going into your muscle or into the subcutaneous tissue, so going into there can always cause just a little bit of soreness. The other thing is there is no link between MMR vaccine and autism. Scientists in the United States and other countries have carefully studied. There's been lots and lots of studies about this, and none has been found. There's no links between autism and the MMR vaccine. Also, it is safe for breastfeeding women to receive the MMR vaccine. Breastfeeding does not interfere with the response to MMR vaccine, and the baby will not be affected in any way by the vaccine through breast milk.
Great. Thank you, Carla. We know summertime is a big time for people to make travel plans, and now is why we're seeing more of these measles outbreaks, because we know people are traveling, some internationally. What are some of the key points, important points, that we want to share with listeners who may have some travel plans coming up this summer?
Well, you definitely want to plan ahead. So the best way to protect yourself and the folks that are coming with you on your trip is to get the MMR vaccine, and you should plan to be fully vaccinated against measles for sure, at least 2 weeks before you depart. If your trip is less than 2 weeks away and you're not protected yet, you should still get a dose of MMR. The MMR vaccine protects against all three diseases, remember we said. So two doses of the MMR vaccine is 97%, and then one dose is 93%. So call your doctor immediately so you can at least get one dose under your belt. So if you have an infant under 12 months who are traveling, get an early dose going. That they can get one 6 through 11 months. Then children over 12 months, they can get their first dose immediately. They can get their second dose 28 days after the first dose. If you have teens through adults with no evidence of immunity, get their first dose immediately, and they can get their second dose 28 days after the first dose. If you don't have any documentation, you think you might have had vaccines when you were younger, but you don't, you know, maybe your parents lost your baby book and they can't find it, and you thought they said you got your vaccines, you can go to your doctor and they can draw some titers and they can get some laboratory evidence of immunity that will help you. And then if you don't have immunity, then you can at least get one vaccine before you go. That should help at least get started to get a little protection before you go on your trip. And then after international travel, you want to watch your health for 3 weeks after you return. Measles is highly contagious and can spread to others through coughing and sneezing. You know, so if you're around a lot of people and they're coughing and sneezing, that could be what could do it, unfortunately. So if you would notice any symptoms when you get back, call your doctor immediately. If your child gets sick with a rash and fever, tell your doctor you traveled abroad, and whether make sure you let them know if you did or did not receive the MMR vaccine. And remember, if one person has measles, 9 out of 10 people around that person will also become infected if they're not protected. Another thing is people who are infected can spread measles to others from 4 days before a rash develops through 4 days after the rash appears. So a lot can happen in a short amount of time. The other thing you might want to do is consider looking, you know, what country are you going to be going to? Is it a country that is having an active measles outbreak? If it is, can you possibly change your destination? I would maybe want to consider it. Measles remains a common disease in many parts of the world, unfortunately, though, including Europe, the Middle East, Asia, and Africa. Each year, an estimated 128,000 people die from measles. Yeah, 128,000 people die from measles. Many countries and popular travel destinations have experienced measles outbreaks in recent years. These include the UK, Israel, India, Thailand, Vietnam, Japan, Ukraine, the Philippines, and more. So we definitely want you, when you go traveling, we want you to enjoy your trip, and we don't want you to come back unwell or become unwell.
As we mentioned at the top of the program, we are seeing confirmed measles cases here in the U.S. and also in the state of Iowa. Let's talk, Carla, now about here in the U.S. and Iowa, what we're seeing for those cases and outbreaks.
There are currently 6 cases in Iowa. One was vaccinated. That was a male in eastern Iowa who was in the age group of 18 to 40. That was the only vaccinated case. Otherwise, everyone else was unvaccinated. The one in central Iowa was an 18 to 40-year-old female that was unvaccinated. All the others were unvaccinated in eastern Iowa. So that is where we're sitting at right now. I'm sure we'll be seeing more, but at this time, that's where we're at. I know on the national end of things, as of June 24th, and I know they'll be updating their numbers tomorrow, There is a total of 1,227 confirmed measles cases that was reported by 37 states, jurisdictions. There were 23 outbreaks. For comparison, there were 16 outbreaks were reported during 2024. The age groups that they're occurring in, 29% are under the age of 5. 37% is between the ages of 5 to 19. 33% are 20 years old and older. And 1% is the age unknown. 95% of these folks are unvaccinated or unknown. 2% have one dose of MMR, and 3% have two doses of the MMR. So far, the cases in 2025 in the United States, 12% have been hospitalized, which would be 148 cases, and there have been 3 confirmed deaths. So I am hoping that this will urge people to go out and get vaccinated. I really do.
We certainly hope that is the case, that people will consider vaccination if they haven't already been vaccinated. We want to let listeners know that Van Deese Medical Center is taking all precautions. As we know, measles is extremely contagious. Carla, if you would, let's talk about what the hospital is doing for prevention, and if someone would feel that they are developing symptoms to measles, how to go about treating that.
If folks are having some serious symptoms and they need to be seen by a provider, first of all, we ask that you call ahead. First and most importantly, if it's an emergent situation, still call ahead if you can. Let them know that you're coming. They will meet you at the door with a mask because it is so contagious. They'll meet you at the door with the mask and they'll bring you into the emergency room. We are in a partnership with the Department of Health and Human Services to notify and approve all testing that occurs in our clinics in the emergency room. This ensures the state has accurate measles case number. If it is not emergent, we still want you to call ahead. Then we will have you put on a mask so you don't expose others. We'll ask you to wait in your car until we call for you to come in. We'll have you call the clinic number at the 832-7800, or we'll have you call the emergency room number at 832-9400. We'll ask you what your symptoms are. Then we'll also ask you if you've had any exposure to someone who traveled or who has had measles. If the person who is sick gets rapidly worse or has any symptoms, please take them to the emergency department. Again, please have someone call before you arrive because it is so infectious. It could mean that we might have to shut down the clinic if they just show up unannounced without a mask. We might have to close the clinic for 2 hours if they do that. So please call us. We have signs on the doors to help remind you. We need to have that mask on to decrease all the germs coming out of their mouth and nose. And then when you arrive, again, the hospital staff will bring you a mask or have your family member that isn't contagious, they can get that mask for you before you enter. We're trying all we can do to keep everyone safe in the hospital. So we just want you to do your part as well, but we'll do everything that we can as well.
Great. Carla, thank you so much for all the terrific information, for joining us on the program today. Again, to our listeners out there, we want to make sure you're taking the proper precautions. First and foremost, if you haven't been vaccinated or family members haven't been vaccinated, get your vaccination. If you feel like you are developing symptoms of measles, as Carla mentioned, we encourage you to please call your primary care provider or call the emergency department before going in to a clinic or the emergency department to be seen and tested. Again, great awareness for our listeners out there today, Carla. We certainly appreciate everything you do.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Lori.
That will do it for today's edition of Focus on Health. I do want to wish everyone a safe and healthy holiday weekend on behalf of all of us here at Van Diest Medical Center. Thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Focus on Health, brought to you by Van Diest Medical Center, where our focus is you.